The researchers who spoke at Stemina Biomarker Discovery in Madison said they were not addressing their comments at any particular candidate, but they referenced a stance taken by Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Walker. Walker has the backing of a group that opposes embryonic stem cell research. When asked, he has avoided saying whether he would ban the research, but has said repeatedly that adult stem cell research is more promising. It's that contention that these researchers took issue with. Dr. Tim Camp is the director of the UW Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine Center. He says limiting access to either type of stem cell research would slow discoveries and drive researchers to other states.
To sort of place our bets now that adult stem cells are going to win the race is not the way I'd rather bet right now. I think all of us want to give the greatest opportunity to science to move forward to get to the promising treatments that we envision.
UW stem cell researcher David Gam says the two types of stem cell research work together. He says his laboratory works with several adult stem cell lines and one embryonic line.
But that one line is absolutely critical to serve as a blueprint for all the work that we're doing with the adult stem cell lines.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett has tried to make stem cell research an issue this campaign, as Governor Jim Doyle did in 2006. Barrett supports all forms of stem cell research. While the state does not directly fund embryonic stem cell research, Stemina opened at the UW Research Park thanks in part to a $1 million grant from the state of Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.